You're listening to the Canterbury Mornings Podcast with John McDonald from Newstalk ZB.
So the Prime Minister is saying today that the Transport Minister for getting to sell his Auckland Airport shares, despite being asked to do it six times, he's saying it could be one of those life admin tasks that the Transport Minister just hasn't got around to. And tell you what, I can relate to that. You know, it's like if you've got gas water at home and the boss is in the shower and you hear a scream and the water's turned off pretty quickly, you blim and squirm, don't you? And you kick yourself for not ordering a replacement gas bottle sooner. Or you come back to the car and you see the parking officer writing out a ticket because the warrant's overdue. Jeepers, why couldn't I just check the date on that thing last week? But just like when the boss at home is forced to take a cold shower or when the parking guy's writing you a ticket for not having a warrant, do you really think you'd get off the hook saying, oh, sorry, just a bit of life admin I didn't get around to? Of course you wouldn't. With the cold shower situation, you'd be out the door like a flash, ripping out the gas bottle from the barbecue, plugging it into the hot water system, and even then, you'd still be in the poo. And the ticket for not having a warrant. I mean, those guys don't give a damn about the fact that you're just hopeless and can't organise yourself to get a warrant on time. You know, the old, you know, talk to someone who cares response. And so it is with Transport Minister Michael Wood forgetting to sell his airport shares. Nice try, Prime Minister. Nice try. And maybe Michael Wood is just hopeless when it comes to life admin. But just like when you run out of gas at home, or just like when you forget to get a warrant for the car on time, you're not going to get away with this one either. The question to consider, though, is whether you think Michael Wood has just been hopeless, as the Prime Minister suggests, or whether you think there's more to it, which is why I'm going to ask you this morning whether you think the government is shifty or slack. Because this thing with Michael Wood, not an isolated incident, comes straight after the situation last week with Education Minister Jan Tinetti. Remember failing to correct the record in Parliament as soon as she'd realised she'd said something incorrect in the House? And then before that, we had Nashy, former Minister Stuart Nash, getting the boot for emailing donors about confidential cabinet conversations and other fast and loose behaviour. Remember that was going on? He was asked whether he'd read the cabinet manual. And he said something along the lines of being aware of it, which was basically him saying, no, he hadn't read it. So if I wrap all these things together, my view is I don't actually think the government is shifty, but I do think it is slack. You know, it's almost as if, isn't it, that it still hasn't got over the shock of ending up in government back in 2017 when Winston Peters kept everyone waiting as per usual and then decided he was going to go with Labour. Remember that? Even the Labour crew had no idea which way he was going to go until that moment. They found out just same time as we did. And when that happened, Labour found itself scrambling, trying to find all the staff it needed to run a government. I actually know someone who got the last-minute call-up from Wellington to go and work for a new cabinet minister. It was all go. They had no idea they were going to be forming a government. Then it was all on. And what we've seen from cabinet ministers over recent weeks makes the government look, this is what I think anyway, makes the government look like it's still in the old rabbits in the headlights state that it was in 5.5 years ago. And as we know, a rabbit doesn't stare at the headlights because it's clever or shifty. No, it's the complete opposite, actually, isn't it? Complete opposite. It stares at the headlights because it's got no idea how it ends up where it has, and it's got no idea what to do next, which is what Jan Tinetti looked like last week, which is what Michael Wood looked like yesterday, and I thought the Prime Minister himself looked a bit rabbit in the headlights over this airport shares thing. But despite all that, see what you think, but despite all that, I don't think they're bad people. Sure, there'll be the usual egos and unpleasantness that every political party has to contend with, but I do not think they're bad people. Which is why when I consider the question I'm going to put to you today, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that I just think they're a bit hopeless on it. You know, disorganised, but loose on things.
For more from Canterbury Mornings with John McDonald, listen live to Newstalk ZB Christchurch from 9 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
It's true. Hell hath no fury like a toddler whose sandwich was cut into squares when they wanted triangles. If you're looking for some rounded parenting advice, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover.
We have a guest, and today's guest is Dude Dad.
Gentle parenting. Instead of yelling at your kids, you try to reason with them, explain to them what you mean, and then when that doesn't work, you yell at them.
The Parenting Hangover with Clinton Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.